This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the US. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Ooh. I'm sorry. Ooh. I am barking because we're here for another weird episode of UK vs. the World 2. You're listening to RuPaul's Drag Rant, a subsidiary of Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast. We're back. We're on the heels of John Burr's going home. Can you believe it? I'm Manu Agapian. You knew that. Damn, they sent home John Burr's. And an interesting weird tidbit of this episode is we learned right out the jump that Tia, via misdirect, was also going to send home John Burr's. The UK pact is out the window. I thought at first this was interesting because I like what she said about taking the heat off the UK girls. That, of course, pays off later. But it's very interesting where she was like, well, now people won't be so kill the UK girls because they protect each other at all costs. It was a good misdirect. And we learned that she's mad that she got in a fight with Pixie Polite. LOL. How funny to go to bat for your ex via Drag Race. It was probably a joke, but still very funny that it made the edit. Very funny for us to know. We're in this episode. We've got a snatch game moment. Wow. And once again, we're changing the snatch game format. For some reason, I'm not sure. It's like fixing a clock that's already working. That's what Drag Race does. They like to experiment. I'll be honest, I did actually enjoy the experimentation with the form of snatch game. If it's going to be in every single season of Drag Race, we should experiment with it. Let's do Hollywood Squares. Why the F not? We already are talking about Hanaconda trying to remove the target from her back. And we've got Rue poking around. We had some drama with people like picking their teams. I thought that was fun drama. And one team was, oh my God, so much better. And it was, in fact, Scarlet's. So Scarlet used her win for good. Her completely deserved win. So Rue is poking around. She's trying to talk to these girls and saying, what the fuck are you doing? Are you sure you want to do that? For the most part, giving the bad advice of be funny. It's not just step one idea, step two funny. There's more steps in between, but in the world of RuPaul's Drag Race, no, it's a two-step process. Idea to funny. She doesn't like anyone's ideas, to be honest. That's good production. RuPaul saying, your French person is not funny. And my favorite part is she says, the goofy Ken doll face off. Holy shit. I haven't seen a child this scared since I watched Madeline. I mean, truly, she is trunchbulling around these hoes. And Goofy Kendall cannot perform. It would have been perhaps a lot funnier if she stuck to her guns and did the Ozzy Osbourne. And Kata Minaj feels good about Fran Drescher. Before we get into the Fran Drescher, can we talk about what the fuck is happening that it's 2024 and gay people, Drag Race people, still want to do Fran Drescher on the Snatch Game? What the fuck is that? Are we stuck in a time warp? Did everyone transport to this current time from the 1980s? Why are gay people still think it's funny to do the Fran Drescher voice? It's not. It barely was funny when she did it. Yes, the nanny is a classic. Leave it. Let her fucking die. Let her rest in her coffin. For the love of God. Let's talk about these Snatch Games. La is some French girl. I know that I know there's more to it than that, but La is a French person. And her first joke was actually good. Thousands of visitors anally. That was a great joke. But once again, Laura's weird brain got a little too weird today. And it scared RuPaul. Sometimes weird makes RuPaul fall in love. Not today. It probably didn't help that her entire team were just the equivalent of gophers. You know what I mean? It was like whack-a-mole. All of these bitches were popping out of the hole and hiding every time it was their chance to tell a joke. Oh my God, Goofy Kendall as Kim Woodburn. Damn. Why would you pick someone who is huge and abrasive and like mega-sized bitch when you are scared to say your name in public? She should have picked someone shy. It would have actually been really fun and stupid if she picked someone mega quiet and shy. Like, I don't know, Piglet? I guess you can't say Piglet. I don't know. Who's a fucking quiet celebrity that we live for? Who's just like, tee-hee. I guess this might be a good chance to be like Miss Muffet or someone historically that you could make shy or at least shy, a shy person who then says shocking or slutty things. Again, it will never not be fascinating to me that this bitch slings her hog across the internet but is shy when it's time to tell a joke. Holy shit, Kata Minaj's Fran Drescher was so funny for the wrong reasons. This was one of my favorite train wrecks. Here's her Fran Drescher. Hi, I am Fran Drescher. Ha, ha, ha. I am Nanny. No. It was like Marvin the Martian participating in the Snatch Game. Once again, not convinced that Kata Minaj is actually an alien from planet Zebnor. And unfortunately, we did have a Manny Pacquiao from Marina Summers. Unfortunately, we just saw an incredible Manny Pacquiao in fucking Canada. This was fine. It was correct. I think they called it correctly when they said it was safe. It was giving safe. But I hate a Snatch Game that's dependent on a prop. She had her Manny Pacquiao shorts. That was like she was going to do that no matter what. I think there's a better way to tie the homophobia of Manny Pacquiao to he's actually a queen. I think she just needed a few more connective moments of being like, I talk about tradition, but in actuality, I'm a queen. Oh my God, Shirley Temple again? When was this filmed? I like that Hannah Condo's doing a Shirley Temple. It's different from Jimbo's, but again, it's so weird that no one mentioned Jimbo. It's so weird that it's that this is happening again back to back and that she won doing Jimbo. Wasn't that fucking weird? I thought Hannah Condo deserved her place in the top two. She was fantastic. She was fun. She was stupid. Special gold star for the red flag joke. I'm seven. Yeah, funny. Scarlet Envy as the Statue of Liberty. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Fun. Cute. This was fun. I think they diagnosed this perfectly. She had one great joke to open with. I've been holding this damn lamp for 146 years. I think the general New York accent needs to be sold harder. The I'm walking here accent. She needed more. Again, we just said this. And she needs to be a Statue of Liberty who's a whore. You know, we know that the Statue of Liberty opens her legs and hearts to all people who come through our doors. So, more whore. Anne Boleyn. I'm sorry. Before Anne Boleyn, we have Catherine of Aragon, which was, man, it's so funny that Theresa May is one of the funniest talking heads and funniest queens I can think of in this show, and she's only okay at the snatch game. I think some of her jokes work. I agree with RuPaul that it was insane that she didn't say cock ring for the third kind of ring. It's right there, and you know what RuPaul likes. She likes smut. It was fine. She at least got two laughs. I'm glad she was safe, but holy shit, Tia Coffey's Anne Boleyn was delightful. Ookie, kookie. And she did that magic thing where she was just kind of playing as herself, which gave her that liberty to improvise. Good job. Good job, Tia. I'm here for Tia embracing her funniness, her goofiness. Her jokes were great. And she just embraced this. I'm sorry, this costume was funny too. So like having a couple punchy jokes with the pure funny physicality of course, I've had several complaints. My head is no longer attached to my body. This was easy comedy. Oh my God, watching Goofy and Kata, I haven't felt this level of discomfort. Watching Goofy and Kata struggle in this snatch game, I would rather watch a baby seal be clubbed in front of my eyes than have to watch this again. This was so deeply depressing and awkward. And when RuPaul comes up with a follow-up question, all they had to say was, yes. Oh yeah, you have two husbands?
Yes.
And you're the nanny?
Yes.
And you're in the bottom two this week?
Yes.
Holy shit. Not a great snatch game, was it? It was an easy one to win. So cheers to Hannah and Tia. They picked a good one to win. I do think they were actually pretty funny and delightful. They were just having a blast. Again, tapping in front of RuPaul. Now we know RuPaul loves tapping, except when it comes to plasma. We don't care that she had two wins. Die, plasma. We're going to talk about these runways, which were nautical. But first, silence me. I feel like taking a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But Now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. My break. We're back in. We're meeting the girls again in the workroom. They're talking about relationships. Some of them have relationships. Some of them don't. Lach is being chased because her grandma watches the show. Okay, sure. But we all know if you've been having sex since you were 15, you are a fucking freak, you French little baguette. I'm sorry, I meant faggot. And Hanaconda has a lovely partner. That was really just fucking cute. And Marina Summers has never dated someone. I want to know more. On the one hand, she says it's because she's too good for anyone. But on the other hand, I bet she's crazy. Okay, let's look at this main stage runaway. Oh, for some reason, Michelle Visage squawks like a ship horn. And that was half funny, half crazy. Tom Daly's delicious. And Lach is totally going to get in his pants. I like how she played the game correctly. Lach knew that she was like, oh, yeah, I can fuck this little baby Twinkie. This little cream puff of a man, this little diminutive action figure come to life, this tiny baby human who weighs all of 42 pounds, this ant that is parading as a Homo sapien, this little snack that's a tiny little popcorn kernel in my popcorn bucket. She's getting in there. And let's talk about these nautical runways. We've got Kata Minaj giving Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Oh my God, this was unbelievably good. This was so good. I mean, the asymmetry, the different colored eyes, the exposed nipple, the browns and golds and blues. Oh my God, this is George Washington steampunk eleganza. You know what? She deserves it. This is a caca. She fucking deserves it. This is unbelievably beautiful. And they sent her home. Next, we have Chorisa May giving Octopushy. This is gorgeous. The latex, the octopus hair, the way everything is latex, the way it all shines, her mug, absolutely gorgeous. The three titties, sure. I don't know why, but sure. It's absolutely, I'm going to just say caca again, because this is wonderful. She deserves it. Her, especially her glow up on the runway. Oh my God, amazing. We have giving us Jean-Paul Gaultier. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. For some reason, there's a hole in the middle. And she has the nerve to wear Ginch Gonch boy underwear under this. I couldn't tell you why, but she looks so good. And again, she's thin. Guys, let's talk about it. I've been complaining a lot, but the fact of the matter is, if a plus-size queen wore this, do you honestly think they would give her the time of day and call her safe? I do not think so. I'm so sorry. Again, I don't want to live in a size-phobic world, but I'm trying to be honest with the size-phobic world I live in. I think this is really stunningly gorgeous. And they called her safe for it. Is that fair? And is this look so much better than the other bottom two? No, it's not nearly as good as Keita's. And you could argue it's worse than Goofy's. Okay, I'm just saying it's simple. Her face is unbelievable. Okay, chirp, big chirp. Did I just say chirp? Yeah, I'm crazy. Scarlet Envy giving Sorry, Jack, I couldn't hold on any longer. I died. Jack stayed on the wooden door and I died. This is gorgeous. She's dead. She's frozen. She's gemmed. She's got a damn ship wheel in her hair. I love this. You can't knock this. This is perfect. This is awesome. I almost wondered if the hair should all not be brown, but that's really rude to nitpick. It's absolutely a chirp. Goofy Ken doll giving Venus Judah. It is very simple. It is very gorgeous. I will chirp it. And it wasn't that much worse than Tia's. So the fact that they were like, Tia, we love yours. Goofy, we don't love yours, is rude when you really realize how absolutely similar these looks are in terms of squiggly hair, simple dress. It's still a chirp because it's pretty. Okay, next we have Hannah Conda giving, again, she's giving old Hollywood. She's giving Shirley Temple all grown up, did it. And it's very pretty. It's not as inventive and wacky as the others, but it is absolutely gorgeous. We have Parasol. It's giving Princess Peach on Hyrule Temple Super Smash. It's gorgeous. You can't knock it. It's absolutely a chirp. And then we have, of course, Tia Coffey giving the back tentacles. Now, the look is a bit simple. She can't walk in the shoes, but the wave hair, it all works together. It's still a chirp. Do you notice how weird her audio was because her microphone is trapped in latex? That was funny. And I will say, what's his name? Tom Daly? Ursula's revenge body. I don't know if we're saying revenge body anymore. We all talk to me, because assuming someone getting skinny is a revenge body is saying that another body is not as good, right? Am I alone in this? Am I on an island, much like these nautical looks? It's still a chirp, though flawed. Marina Summers, holy fucking shit. Fuck me and kill me. She's so good at drag. Water boobies. Her hair is an anchor knot and she pulled it. She is so gorgeous. She literally makes Ariana Grande look ugly. She makes Ariana Grande look like a pug. This bitch is so beautiful. This is so perfect. Ka-ka. The metal accents, the booby water, her smoothed out hair, the pulling of the hair. You better fucking work, you bitch. Okay, so now we have our bottom twos, which are Goofy and Kata, and our top twos, Hannah and Tia. I agreed with this top two. I did agree with the judging, and that's always a nice feeling. What I didn't agree with, holy shit, was Goofy Kendall gave up. They ask her, do you want to be here? And she says, I don't know. Why do you want to be here? I don't know. Would you like to stay here? No. She literally says, I don't think I'll wake up. If you keep me, I don't think I'll wake up. And for some reason, they kept the bitch. This is exciting TV, I have to say. So obviously, Kata wanted to stay. Kata wanted to fight. Kata was a bigger competitor. So let's call it what it is. They took out the competitor that was the harder, the one that could be a threat down the line. We know Kata was robbed in her original season, and now she was robbed in a different way. Not just robbed by a judge, but by her sisters. Kata was the stiffer competition. She actually wanted to be there, and I was gagged when they... I literally was watching, and I was like, there's no way. Because at some point, it's not even fun. It's not fun to shoot a possum who's already been run over in the road. Literally, Goofy Kendall, like with... You know what I'm saying? Like, she was wounded. She was begging for death. She truly was begging for death like a runover raccoon. And they said, no, it's fine. I'm going to kill this healthy baby raccoon. This vital, healthy teenage raccoon. I'm going to kill him instead. They're like, oh, he's not sick. We don't care. We're going to kill him instead. You, with your blood and guts spilling out of your butthole. Come on. You're going to the next episode. This was crazy TV. I can't wait to see what Tia has to say for this. Tia is being evil. She's protecting her UK sister, but I think she's just being selfish, don't you? And don't you think Hannah Conda had Goofy's lipstick for sure. I also think Hannah Conda didn't want to win this lip sync, because why wasn't Hannah Conda giving more? This song was really fun, but the lip sync was pretty mid. I can't believe Hannah Conda didn't dance more. Don't we like dancing in lip syncs? I'm not saying I'm a good dancer, but I'm saying, like, don't we want to see more dancing? There just wasn't excitement. I don't know. It was, I think Hannah threw this lip sync. I really do, because I could see her like knowing where she should go, but Hannah is being strategic and she doesn't want to win a lip sync and put a target on herself so early in the season. Additionally, Tia Coffey did win with comedy and crying, but she made a crazy move that's going to put a target on her back for a different reason. I'm very curious to see how this turns out. This is a wacky season, y'all. I am having fun, though. This was certainly a better episode than Drag Race World. Holy shit. Fun. The Snatch Game was fun enough. The runway was one of the best I've seen in a long time. Or maybe in a UK versus the world or UK period. Great runway. Fun. Fun chaos. Can't wait to see what happens next, all next week. And will Goofy Kendall choose to participate in the show that she's on? I don't know. I don't know. What do y'all think? Sound off, scream at me, follow me at Drag Her Podcast. Give us 5 stars on the Drag Her Apple Podcast or Spotify page. Say something, we'll read it on the pod. I'm gonna die and run out of oxygen, so I've gotta go. Till next time, let the music play!
Was a HeadGum original.